Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg, we are in on this Juneteenth, the Thursday morning, where you would normally hear the morning shift. But Mike, Bo, Allie, much like Steak and Sandra, they're going to enjoy the holiday. We are here, though, for you. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday mornings. By the way, happy birthday, Robert Palmer.
All right.
One of the most iconic videos of all time.
Very much.
And it didn't cost a whole lot of money to make. You know what I mean? It was just, it's very simple.
Yep. It's probably why it keeps getting remade.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Are
Beyonce
you coming on here?
Wait, Shania Twain did it for I Feel Like a Woman.
Wait. Can we hear the...
Good morning!
Thank you.
Hey, there we are.
That's what we wait for when we hear Noel.
Yeah, on this Juneteenth.
Yes. And she's got a whole segment coming up before the end of this hour. But what did you say? Could you say that again?
I was saying Beyonce did it for one of her videos, and Shania Twain did it for the...
That's true. I remember like Shania Twain. Yeah, okay. You're right. I forgot about Shania Twain doing it. I didn't see Beyonce. But then when she said that. But Shania, that was like a direct, I just lost my complete train of thought.
That's
so instead
good.
Of rambling.
Yeah, it was a direct
guess?
Copy. Okay. She just played like the woman and Robert Palmer at the same
exactly.
time. Yeah, it was a direct copy.
Yeah. She was wearing a pair of shoes. Are you ready to break? Because I want to talk about this event and I'm thinking about the potential growth of it. There's only three cities right
now.
You're
already thinking about it.
So
already,
go ahead. Let's bring.
You already going in the direction, right? Folks, Trent Bride, of course, a product of this area, played with standout University of Georgia, and of course played on the Pro Tour. We saw him play here at Atlanta Open, and now he's going to be playing this weekend. He wants you to come out and join in intense tennis, and he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Trent, good morning. Welcome to the morning shift, but it's with Sam and Greg. Welcome, man.
Awesome. How's it going, guys?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine, sir. Let's talk about this event,
yes.
This unique event. When I first heard about it, the first thing I thought about was what Tiger and Rory are doing with the PGA Tour and bringing everything inside like that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think our founder had a vision to kind of change the game of tennis, right? Traditional tennis is obviously a great sport to watch, but sometimes it can get a little monotonous and boring. And this is kind of a way to engage the fans more. You know, you have one serve, points or two for winners, 14 seconds in between points. Nonstop points for 10 minutes straight. I mean, it's just going to be a lot of fun, very engaging for fans. No rules really apply. You know, fans can heckle and all that stuff during points, after points. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
What do you say to the people that are saying tennis is doing this because of the popularity of pickleball?
I mean, there's some truth to that, right? I mean, pickleball is obviously, especially for the older people that are more involved in pickleball, it's a fun, I mean, it can be a fun sport to watch. And the problem is, you know, we just saw an incredible match with Alcaraz and Sinner a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But if there's, outside of that, no one's really watching the Grand Slams, the first, second, third rounds, right? In a five-set match that might be 5 hours, there's really only an hour and a half that's actual tennis, if that. So there's a lot of just watching guys walk around, and this is what Intense is doing to try and fix that for the fans.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Trent Bride, talking about Intense Tennis. They are social. You can find them at Intense Tennis. And it's with two N's and an S-E, tennis. Intense. I want to make sure people know that's how they're spelling it. People are going to get a chance to come out and watch this week or watch online. But either way, you want people to get a chance to sample this at a movie studio. They're doing this. Thoughts about the whole setup and where this is located. You know, the Electric Owl Studios, they have an arena. I was out there yesterday. Thoughts about what people are going to see when they come in and just the whole vibe of the place.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I don't know, you know, for those that have seen Laver Cup, it really has that same vibe. But the lights are going to be incredible. Obviously, like you said, it's at Electric Isle Studios. I mean, it is incredible. There's going to be a lot of colors. It's going to be incredible. The fans are going to absolutely love it. There's going to be four different screens. And, I mean, it's really nothing like I've ever seen, and I've obviously been in the tennis world for a long time, so it's going to be really special for everyone.
You got three cities right now participating, along with Atlanta, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Where do you see this growing to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to go nationwide and potentially even international. You know, hopefully Atlanta always stays one of the best teams, but yeah, we'll see where it goes. But I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for this company, and I think we have big visions, so it's going to be really cool.
Trent, you're going to be out there probably competing against some people that you've competed against before, some people you're familiar with, and talk about getting this opportunity to be on the cutting edge of something new. I mean, you've been out and you've played some on the tour. You played here in Atlantic Station in front of the crowd. You had that opportunity to do that. But talk about being a part of something new and different, and the possibility of being a pioneer in a way. I don't know if you ever thought of yourself as being that when it comes to this sport, but that's basically what you're doing right now.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, right when I left University of Georgia, I decided to pursue finance, and right now I actually own my own hedge fund, but there was always a missing thing, right? I wanted to scratch that itch of that competitive itch, right, when you're playing tennis. And so when this opportunity came along to join Intense and, you know, be a part of the first season, it meant a lot, and I knew I couldn't pass it up. And to be able to grow it, obviously, for the first season, I felt like I was a perfect fit for them, just because, you know, I've grown up in Atlanta playing tennis my whole life. So I felt like it just made sense, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and help with the future growth of this business.
Listen, we ain't letting you get away with this, Trent. And he buried the lead there. And you see how smooth he just did that? I got my own hedge fund. But anyway, my tennis love. And then he went right back to talking about tennis. Like, you're just going to sleep on the fact the dude just got his own hedge fund. He started. But this is where the love, though. But you saying it the way you said that shows your love of this sport. Because having the hedge fund and everything that goes into being a success at that in that world seems like it's 24/7. And then you want to take your personal time to help build this new venture in this league. Says something again about how you feel about this sport.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, listen, I'm a slave to the markets. You know, 9:30 to 4. After that, I spend my time playing tennis, man, and that's what I love to do. So, you know, it's great, and it's a great way to continue to be active and stay in shape and. And again, scratch that competitive itch that I need scratched. So it's great that all the things that I have going on, and I'm very blessed.
People can buy tickets to come out and watch. And there are also going to be some opportunities to see some youth, because as I always say, any sport, youth participation is the lifeblood of any sport. You got some young people who are learning to play this game this way. What does it mean to see some younger players try this method, try the only you get one serve, one toss and one serve. You're playing with a clock, with different things going on in the background, the lights and the video screens. Talk about that. Young people are getting a chance to see that and being introduced to this kind of type of game.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to help the youth get more involved, right? I mean, I remember when I was 8 years old starting tennis, and I didn't even really like it that much. It was kind of boring to me, right? And yeah. So I think if I had entered in a format like this, you know, I think it's a lot of kids are going to get really addicted to it, and it's just going to bring more people involved in the sport of tennis, from the youth side, from from the spectator side. And so it's really just a win-win for everyone. And it's just going to be great for the growth of the sport of tennis.
Now, you're here with Sam and Greg. Now, Greg knows a little bit about their place where they're playing out there because he's been out there before. He does a lot of things in acting around the area. I don't know if you being around the studio like that and checking the place out, you know, you ever, you know, consider yourself getting involved with some of that? Does it pique your curiosity for it? Because it's
I know
all
how
around
to get them hooked up.
You know, that,
Trent,
there you
I
go.
Know. You have to get a tape over to Game Changing Films. Those are the ones who hire the actors who are athletes to play against the stars. So if there's a football, I tell you what, they're doing a movie on John Madden right now, right? So obviously they're going to have guys who are playing the Raiders. Well, they got to have the guys who are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, and they get those athletes from Game Changing Films. When they make the Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi biopic down the road, they're going to need tennis players like yourself. And if they have you in their stable of video of tapes, they might give you a call, man, and say, "Hey,
get me involved. I might find a new career path here." Wow!
I tell you what, we'll make a little deal here.
All right,
I'll help you with that. You help me how to get hooked up with a hedge fund, or at least be a part of it.
I got you.
All right,
deal.
We'll talk later. And this will work win-win for everybody.
Trent, we appreciate you coming. It is intense tennis. It is taking place this weekend out in Decatur. People can come out. The intense arena is taking place there. You want to invite everybody to come out, Trent?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, that is happening this weekend. Of course, you can go to their website and get more information on tickets. Trent, thanks so much for giving us some information. Good luck this weekend, man. Going to come out and check you
out. Thank you, buddy. We got your number. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go.
All right.
I'm serious about that.
Right.
That dude, I mean, if he's putting big money over here because he knows he can handle that and he's focusing on this, that's the person I want to play around the golf with.
You,
go ahead.
Or help show him around the studio.
Yeah. No. I can just point him toward and make a call for him. And, you know, this is how it works. This is me growing up in Chicago. Hey, you want an off ramp to your restaurant there,
well,
pal?
Well, here's the thing. You go there for one thing. He's wanted there to play tennis, but he's in a different environment. You know, to pique your curiosity, seeing all the equipment, seeing everything around there.
You know, we forgot to ask him.
What's that?
What's the possibility of gambling on this?
You know, well, we'll find that out.
Yeah.
People are going to be watching it on Twitch, and people are going to be watching it on their website.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.